each year, and in some calendars twice a year, we celebrate this. We celebrate the sorrows of Our Lady, and we celebrate them. What does it mean, though, this feast? What is it all about? We know that Our Lady was sorrowful. Her son was being rejected and crucified. Any decent mother, half-decent mother, barely decent mother, would be sorrowful if her son was being put to death in any way, let alone in this way. But there's another reason that she is so sorrowful, and that is because she is, that theological term, co-redemptrix. In the Gospel today, Simeon points out this role of Our Lady. He talks about the role of her son, of Jesus. You see this child, he will be destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and a sword will pierce your side also. She will be alongside him in his suffering, alongside him in his work of redemption. Not equal to, obviously, she's a human person, and Christ, Jesus, her son, is a divine person. But nevertheless, a real part she played in what is called, again, the objective redemption. All that means is that part of the redemption that happened on Calvary that won for us the treasure of graces, which allows us to achieve salvation. That's the objective redemption, the redemption in itself. The subjective redemption, as it's known theologically, is the mediation, the distribution of all those graces, of which, of course, Our Lady also participates in as mediatrix of all graces. But today we celebrate in a special way her role as collaborator, cooperator, co-redemptrix with Jesus Christ. She is unique among us as human persons. God willed that she should take part in this, and it is fitting that she should take part in this, because she was without sin. She was redeemed, certainly, as Blessed John Duns Scotus put it, and later as the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, the bull of the dogma put it, that she was pre-redeemed by the merits earned by Christ on the cross. They were applied to her preventively. But nevertheless, Christ also willed that she should suffer in a way similar to him, in an infinite way, infinitely less, of course, but nevertheless, in a way which no human being could ever suffer. They say, the saints, that she suffered, the suffering that she had was more than the suffering that any mother has ever had, and all mothers put together. Because she didn't just suffer for her son, if that wasn't enough, it wasn't just for him. She suffered for all of us. She suffered as if all her children had died in order that they may not die. Just as Christ died so that he may take away the eternal punishment of death from us. And so Our Lady suffered and mourned for us, so to speak, so that we may not actually have to die either. Let us consider, therefore, the sacrifice of this mother. We all, if we have mothers who have sacrificed for us, and every mother has sacrificed for us in some way, even just the act of giving birth. And if we see and if we appreciate that, and sometimes that even brings us to tears when we think of what our mothers have done for us, then times that by almost an infinite amount. And that is how much Our Lady, our Mother in Heaven, has suffered for each one of us, for each one of you. And she would do it again. She doesn't have to, but she would, because she's the perfect mother. Let us really consider, therefore, how much this woman, the woman, the Mother of God, and our Mother loves us. There is nothing she will not do so that we might be happy, and the real happiness, the happiness that comes from knowing the truth and living the truth. She will obtain for us anything that is good for us if we but ask, and if we ask persistently. She will obtain it for us. She has a right, so to speak, to these things, because God has decided that she should be part of that redemption that has brought us salvation. Let us therefore not be afraid. We are little children in the arms of a very loving, a very perfect and a very powerful mother. All she wants is our good. All she wants is our happiness. All she wants is our salvation. If she wants it, then it's possible. Let us go to her and let us ask her to ask her son, and he will always give her what she asks. She is the cause of our joy. She is the reason of our hope. She is our model and the model of all Christians. Let us therefore take our joy in her. Let us hope in her. And let us model our lives on her example. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.